Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
I got more culture in my pinky tote.
It's called culture.
It would give them some culture.
You're on 98.5, it is Drive with Beck and Jazeel, and the Water Concerto is on at Holmes Court Gallery this Friday and Saturday night. This performance is being described as otherworldly, dramatic and captivating as the soloist manipulates water through the use of instruments which have been specifically designed just for this piece. Now, performer and designer Thea Rossen joins us to chat about it. How are you doing, Thea?
Hey guys, really well, thanks.
Now, we've got to ask, what can people expect from this water concerto or concerto?
Well, the water concerto is a really kind of crazy, interesting piece. If you think of a concerto, you think of something, a classical concerto, where maybe a violinist or a clarinetist is standing at the front of the orchestra, and the orchestra plays and the clarinetist plays a big solo. And this is the same kind of setup, except the person at the front of the orchestra is a percussionist, me, and I'm splashing and making sounds in a huge bowl of water. And I'm dipping instruments into the water and I'm pulling them out and I'm using my hands and bowls and tubes and pipes and all sorts of amazing things that create these really beautiful, captivating sounds. And then the other thing is, it is originally written for orchestra, but we can't fit a whole symphony into the Holmes Court Gallery. So we've made a special arrangement for sextet. So there's a grand piano, clarinet, double bass and a cello and another percussionist. So it's kind of like a smaller version of this classical concerto experience.
Okay, it's probably a stupid question, but water and instruments, I mean, they don't really go hand
in hand.
Yeah,
you wouldn't think that.
How do you stop ruining instruments?
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what? I have to be really far away from the cello and the double bass because they freak out if any water gets on the instruments. So that's a really good point. But what I've got is metal percussion instruments, so things like gongs or go-go bells that are kind of like a cowbell. And then I have some special instruments that I've had made myself. So I went to a plastic fabricator and I said, I need this, this, and this. So I've got this beautiful tube.
Wow.
And some other pipes. And then I also have objects that you wouldn't think of as instruments. For example, the last note in the whole piece is a pasta strainer, like a colander.
What?
That is awesome.
And that sounds bizarre, but when you pull it out of the water, it just makes the most magical waterfall sound. And
wow.
I've also got some wooden bowls, like a breakfast bowl or something that you might find in an op shop. And when you turn them upside down and float them on the water and strike them with a mallet, they sound like drums. You would not even guess that they were wooden bowls. So I've got some kind of strange objects that you might not even think were instruments.
This sounds amazing.
And it's great for all the kids listening right now because they're going to go straight to the kitchen. All right, I need water. I need a salad bowl. I need.
That's brilliant. That's exactly what 100%. You want. I hear there is a little guest appearance by a mini child's piano.
That's right. So like I mentioned at the start, this is originally a piece for a full symphony orchestra, which is usually about 80 people. But because we can't fit them in the gallery, we've made a reduction, and what that means is we have to be really creative with the instruments that we use to kind of represent the orchestra. So my colleague Jared Yap found this baby grand piano at his house. It's actually his little nephew's baby grand, and he's brought it in and put it into the setup, and we're using it to kind of evoke some of the other sounds of the orchestra. And it sounds really cool. It's like a piano, but kind of a little bit high-pitched and kind of tinny.
I think we probably know exactly how it sounds.
Yes, because I used to own that exact piano that's being used.
Oh, no way. Oh, that's such a...
It's a small world.
It really is.
Wow.
We have a little clip. Let's take a listen.
What is the inspiration behind this?
So this piece of music was written by Tan Dun, who is a Chinese composer. If anyone has seen Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, he actually wrote the music for that movie. So he's kind of big and famous in the movie music world, and he writes big concertos and classical, big classical pieces of music. But this piece is really special to him because he grew up in a really small village in China, which was surrounded by water because one of the main things that people in his village did was grow rice, and you need a lot of water for that. And so he grew up surrounded by the sounds of water, and when he became a composer, he wrote this piece that really reflects his childhood and his experiences of being in and amongst water as he grew up. So it's a really special piece for Tan Dun. And then on top of that, it's really special to this performance because there's an exhibition in the gallery called Strangers on the Shore, because the Holmes Court Gallery is actually an art gallery. and there's this beautiful exhibition that's got a whole lot of pieces of art that engage with the stories of ships that travelled to Australia hundreds of years ago and the trade routes that were passed. And so there's quite a lot of Chinese pieces of artwork in the gallery as well. So it's this beautiful connection between Tan Dun, the Chinese composer, and I mean, there's works about the Chinese men who used to work in Australia. It's a really kind of beautiful connection on lots of different levels.
This sounds like it's going to be such an amazing performance. You can catch the Water Concerto at Holmes the Court Gallery this Friday and Saturday night. Thank you so much, Thea Rossin.
Thanks, Thea.
Thanks so much, guys.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.